So the title tonight is Where is Your Treasure? Where is Your Treasure? And that's found, I'm using several scriptures, but the first one is 2 Corinthians 4:7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that excellency of the power being from God and not from ourselves. That is such a special, special verse. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We're just of the dust. These vessels that we have is just of dust. But the excellency of the power that we function on as Christians is from God and not ourselves. So the scripture considers it a treasure. That's the way it approaches it. And it is a treasure. In life, what we value the most reveals where the heart really is. This is very important for us to know where our heart really lies. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught his listeners the difference between earthly treasures and heavenly treasures, and he emphasized the importance of the heavenly. And I have said more times than one, we live too earthly. In Matthew 6:21, Jesus said to us, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." It's very sad, but many today live too earthly and not heavenly, with the earthly things in mind and not the heavenly things in view. They plant roots too deeply here on earth because they have come to value the earthly more than the heavenly. Whatever we focus on dictates our actions. Whatever means more to us than anything else, it dictates our actions. When we focus on earthly success and wealth, we will expend our energies on earthly matters. However, when we focus on heavenly matters, our actions reflect godly priorities. What is a treasure? Treasure is anything that we value above all else, and that which motivates us to action. For some, it may be money. For others, power. Still other people strive for fame or attention. We must be aware that there are many things in this world competing for control over our hearts. And we know that God wants control over our hearts because that's a good thing. He's able to direct us. The world will direct us in a wrong way. Just be aware that the world has many sounds and many voices, and it does compete to control us rather than allowing us to, for us to allow the Lord to control us. This is why, according to Jesus, determining where our treasure is also determines where our heart is. Our passions follow our investments. Whatever we invest in, whether it's spiritual, material, whatever. People whose treasure is in heaven cannot be owned by their possessions. It's not wrong to have possessions. If, you know, we all have need of cars, we have need of clothing, we have need of homes, we have need of food. It's nothing wrong to have possessions, but sometimes possessions can control us. But people who have put their treasure, set their treasure, and valued the treasure, and it's in heaven, the possessions do not own them. So as long as the possessions do not own you, and that they're things that God provides for you and your needs, then that's different. These people cannot be bought off by anything, because nothing on this earth is worth the price of their soul. They've evaluated things. They've looked at it. They've dealt with their heart. And the Lord is their treasure. Heavenly investments, don't ever forget this, never lose their value. Earthly does. Our lives and our success depend on whether or not we value the treasure within our hearts. And when we're talking about the treasure within our hearts, as a Christian, we have this treasure in these earthen vessels, in these bodies. And because we're Christians, we should be allowing that treasure to control our lives. We have that treasure if we're saved. This determines our spiritual victories, the way we value and view this treasure determines how we deal with life. How we value this treasure, how we treat this treasure. Sometimes the pressures and struggles of life that come from all avenues of life often appear to have the tendency to tempt us to believe that we are defeated, and that it is easier to just quit and, so to speak, throw in the towel or give up. But that's not the way this treasure in our hearts leads us. That's when we do not recognize and acknowledge the treasure that we have. What a treasure, what a privilege in these earthen vessels to have such a treasure that sent His Holy Spirit to live in our hearts when we acknowledge Him and accept Him. Sometimes we might even ask God why He is leading us in this way by allowing different circumstances, such strong and constant pressures on us. We might ask the Lord, why? What is the purpose in this? The Apostle Paul reminded the Christians then, back then, and also us today, that as Christians, we have living on the inside of us a treasure to help to sustain us and give us hope through life's toughest test and our trials and some dark days that we may go through. But always remember this, if you'll trust the Lord, these times will not last forever. This too shall pass with the Lord and with His help. He has a purpose. Paul goes on to describe this treasure that God has put, deposited in these jars of clay, which is referring to our bodies, whereof the dust, that are often afflicted with all various types of testings and trials and tribulations and sometimes pain and illnesses, and that we contain a treasure that has value that cannot be measured by human comprehension. When we're going through these things, we need to always remember, I have this treasure in my heart, and it's not going to leave me. I can choose to ignore it, but I'll be a very miserable person. And why would you do that as a Christian? But sometimes we get tempted and overwhelmed by our problems. And instead of acknowledging the Lord, we acknowledge the problems going on and we get overwhelmed. This treasure that we're talking about is the Holy Spirit of the living God. How awesome is that? What more could we ask for? He lives in the heart of every believer. And it is up to us as to how we treat it. If God's treasure lives in you, He will continue to enable you to withstand the stormy seas of life, endure your hardships, because every one of us, we have different crosses to bear. We do. It could be persecutions, but every day sometimes brings different challenges. Why? Because greater is he that is in you as a Christian than he that is in the world. And that's found in 1 John 4:4. Don't ever forget that scripture. Greater is he that is in you, child of God, than he that is in the world. It is through our faith in the Lord and his spirit that indwells us, that causes us to overcome triumphantly. If we don't, it's because we're not acknowledging him. We're not trusting him. We're more than conquerors. Remember last week? When we take our eyes off of the Lord and begin depending on our own strength, this is when we fail. We must stand not with self-made strength, but always leaning on and depending on Him to strengthen us and to give us the ability to stand and to make us sufficient to face and overcome the obstacles in our lives. And our stand must exhibit a trust that would never dare to take even one step alone. And you know, this is something we live in such a fast-paced world that sometimes we get out of God's will. We run ahead of God, and we do take steps on our own, ahead of Him, sometimes behind Him, not trusting Him. This teaches us to trust Him more rather than trusting ourselves. If we'll stay with Him, if we will walk with Him and trust Him on a daily basis, He's not going to allow us to fail. He will keep us in the midst of everyday challenges and obstacles. If this treasure indwells your heart and life, you can be encouraged in the midst of life. Not when everything's settled and done and said, but in the midst of life. We have a reason to rejoice. Living in our very lives is a treasure that is our helper in the time of our needs and our troubles. He's never late to show up, he's always there. Even if we're troubled so much that we've taken our eyes off of him, he never leaves us alone. He's always there. The Lord is our most valuable asset. And if you haven't learned that yet, it would be wise to learn it. He's our treasure. He is our pearl of great price. To the heart that has truly found in this treasure his relationship with the Lord, he really values it more than he does anything else on this earth or that this world could ever offer. Just as the Lord values us as a pearl of great price, we should view God and heaven as the most valuable treasure, the great pearl that not anything, not money or anything else, could ever take its place or feel its worth in our individual life. When we truly understand in a personal way its true worth to me, its true value, there's not any price that's too great to obtain it and to honor it. Those who truly know and understand this great treasure will value it correctly and will never be at peace until they have made it their own at any cost. Doesn't matter. Go after it. Personally knowing this treasure in our hearts sorts out our understandings. Sometimes we have misunderstandings about what's going on, but we never face anything, or there's never anything in our life that God cannot help us to understand. He answers our questions. He helps us to put our priorities in proper perspective. He helps us to know and to trust His dealings in our heart, that it has the purpose of showing me that no matter what comes my way, that He is trying to teach me and helping me to know through this that His grace and His strength is all sufficient and more effective than mine. One thing to always remember, we can fail if we don't keep our focus on God, but God cannot fail. He will not fail those who trust Him. He cannot fail. It's not within His character to fail. And as long as we trust Him and keep our focus on Him and value that treasure that lives in these earthen vessels, who are we to have such a treasure that the Lord has put His Holy Spirit in our hearts, in these earthen vessels, to lead us and to guide us? It's for a purpose, to make us secure and to help us to know His will and to be able to follow His guidance. We can get through anything because we have this treasure if we trust Him. Another purpose is to bring us to a greater awareness of our need of dependence on Him. God is constantly using our circumstances to reveal just how dependable He is to us. I think we fail to grasp that sometimes if we take our eyes off of the Lord and put them on all of the challenges and the circumstances and obstacles that we face. Sometimes we can forget just how dependable He really is. He is very dependable to us. The fact is that we are completely kept by His almighty hand and reliant on His care alone. We fail sometimes as human beings to remember this, that He is the one that keeps us, who keeps this universe, the space, everything, the oceans, everything going, who created this. I mean, these are massive things. So how much greater ability does He have to keep us, these earthen vessels, intact and functioning properly? A good question in closing is to ask honestly, to ask myself, where is my treasure? What do I value more than anything else. How do I value the Lord? Where is He in my priorities? Have I lost sight of the great treasure that I have because of Him in living in my heart and the abilities that this enables me to accomplish if I acknowledge Him? We should be so thankful for His love and His mercy for us, for the way He takes care of us, the way He guides us, provides our needs. He really loves us for giving Himself for us. He is truly a treasure. Don't ever forget that He is the pearl of the greatest price. We need to make sure that we are not leaning on our own strength and abilities to navigate ourselves through life, because it will catch up with you and you will fail at some point if you try to do the navigating in your life, the controlling. All we have to do is to love God and to put Him first and to trust Him to meet every need that we have. And if we do that, we will be aware of His great power and strength. And when we go through troubles, we will not get so overwhelmed by them. And we will realize that we have this treasure in our hearts, living in our lives, to help us to call on His strength and His help to get us through life, to get us through all of these things, and to know that He has a purpose. He's trying to teach us to lean on Him, to know that we are sufficient in Him, and to depend on Him. We can know His sufficiency, and we can not only know it, but because we do know it and trust it, we will depend on Him instead of our own strength. So whatever you're going through tonight, and all of us go through different things, there is not a person that does not go through some type of difficulty or testing or trial at some point in their life, whatever it might be. We all do. But if we are Christians, shame on us that we don't acknowledge that. We don't acknowledge that His Holy Spirit is that treasure that lives within our heart to help us navigate through these things and get through them in the way that God wants us to. How encouraging that is. When I read that scripture, I read it a few weeks ago and took some notes on it, but it really spoke to my heart. It really did speak to me, and it was a real encouragement to my heart and a reminder that we need to stay close to Him. We need to make sure that our priorities are right and in order, and that He is on the top of our list. He is the most valuable, valuable treasure that we will ever have. Don't ever forget that. You can't lose if you'll keep that in mind.